Tips from the Top Floor, show number 48, August 19th, 2005.
Podcasting for the digital photographer. Tips from the Top Floor. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, show number 48. Whew, let me take a deep breath here. It's kind of been a crazy week. Well, let's see, after the last show where I took pictures of the reflections on my bass guitar, I received quite some questions about how those Rita bass guitars sound. Well, you just heard it in the beginning. I love that sound. Well, here's what happened since the last show. First of all, the tips from the Top Floor website and gallery have now been moved to a new server. It's better, it's faster, it's more stable, it has more memory and more CPU, it has a RAID array. And if that's too techy for you, all in all, it's simply much better than the old machine. You mightn't see a big difference right away, but rest assured, after the performance-related server outages that we had over the last weeks, you sometimes might have noticed the server being slightly sluggish or even not available. Well, after the move, I'll sleep much better, and there's also a lot of room for growth now. Second, looks like Tips from the Top Floor is actually turning into a giveaway show. crazy times. I've received a freebie from iOmega. It's a 35GB rev drive that I will give away soon. So, there's more for you to win. And the giveaways just don't stop, do they? Well, but just don't get used to the freebies. There's actually none in sight for quite a while after that. Stay tuned for more, though. I'll announce the details about this giveaway probably on the Monday show. And third, talking about giveaways, I have received many, many pictures for the self-portrait contest. And you still have until Sunday, August the 21st, 2005 to keep them coming. There is still a chance for you to win an iPod Shuffle, and you, by the way, still have a second chance to win another one on Franklin McMahon's, my friend's, Franklin McMahon's podcast at mediaartist.com. And I think his giveaway is also going to be open till Sunday. In order to win the iPod Shuffle on Tips from the Top Floor, you just simply have to send me a self-portrait, one per listener only, make it a maximum size of 800 by 700 pixels and a maximum file size of 150 kilobytes and send it to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com with self-portrait in the subject line, and then a jury of professional photographers will select the winner. That's about it. And, oh, last but not least, I've been busy working away in order to get ready for, ta-da, 1 month of vacation during September. Oh, and can't wait for that to start. That last week before a longer vacation is just the worst. You have to go through so many things and prepare and all. Oh, don't even get me started there. But don't worry about the show. I have prepared one weekly show for that time. So you should at least get your fix of Tips from the Top Floor. Yeah, once a week. And to make up for the reduced show frequency, you can expect those vacation specials to be quite a bit longer than the usual ones. And then in October, I'll be back from, let me see, 1 week of jazz workshop, and then together with my girlfriend, 2 weeks in Småland, that's in southern Sweden, and a week in Hamburg visiting friends. And I'll hopefully be back with loads of great sound seeing material and fresh ideas for the show. And just as a side note, during my absence, I will not be able to answer emails or moderate comments on the website, so please hang in there. I'll do a cleanup once I'm back in October. Oh, and I'm sure you've all been anxiously waiting for the surprise. And here it is. Tips from the Top Floor now has a forum where you can exchange yourself with other listeners about anything around photography. And you can be sure that while I'm around, I'll be an avid poster there too. If you have questions or tips and tricks, post them there so other listeners can benefit too. The new forum, the link is on the website, in the header, and in the show notes for this show. Whew, that was a long intro. All right, I guess that was it for the housekeeping. Let's see what I have for you in terms of photography.
Tips and tricks from the Top Floor.
In today's tips and tricks from the Top Floor, we'll look at how to find the right printing service. I've received many requests from listeners asking if I could recommend an online photo printing service to them, and I've struggled with making this into a segment on the show, mainly for this reason. I could tell you a lot about online printing services in Germany, but I simply have no clue about those in the United States and Australia and Canada or anywhere else in the world. Instead, I'll tell you what my brother Peter and I did in order to find the right one in our neck of the woods. There are quite a few criteria that I consider essential when it comes to choosing the right service. But in the end, it all boils down to if it matches your needs or not. And everybody has different needs. First and most important, a good printing service should allow you to enable or disable image optimizations. If optimizations are enabled, the service will run each picture through an automated process in order to change the contrast, color saturation, and even the image sharpness. Basically, that's the same things that your camera does while taking a picture, and we know that sometimes those automatisms can go wrong. So it might be okay for your vacation snaps or for your family snaps, but if you do your own post-processing, you might want to do all those things yourself and not have the printing service do any additional processing on them other than printing the image. So make sure you have the option to disable the optimizations. Of course, a print service should also allow you to choose different image sizes and amounts of individual pictures, but that's usually standard. With some image services, you'll even be able to choose from different paper types such as glossy or matte. Most online printing services provide you with a web form where you can upload your images and change the size and other parameters per image, but many services will also allow you to download a piece of software that you can install on your computer and that you can use to prepare your print order and then send the whole batch to the service automatically. And this is a very convenient option indeed. Unfortunately, this is often only available for PCs and not for Macs, so you might want to check with your printing service up front. But all these options will not tell you anything about the actual printing quality, and they will not tell you how often the printing service gets their machines color calibrated. So that is actually something you'll have to find out for yourself. So here's what my brother and I did. We took the same set of 5 images and had them printed by 10 different printing services. And when the results came in, it was quickly obvious that some of the images were much better than the others. And actually, some of the services had obviously ignored our setting to not optimize the images. A bit of shopping around can go a long way helping you to stay happy with your image service of choice. And that was it for show number 48 of Tips from the Top Floor, from the Top Floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Don't forget to check out the forum. You can find the link in the menu of tipsfromthetopfloor.com and in the show notes of today's show. Post your questions, feedback and tips and tricks in the forum and, well, maybe you can even win something by doing so. But I won't tell you more just now. Check out the website at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Send your feedback to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com or post it in the new forum. This is Chris Marquardt. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to bring home loads of great pictures and happy shooting!